This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Holiday travelers are wrestling with some problems this morning. Weather is among them, but first, the FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. briefly this morning after the carrier reported a technical issue affecting its entire system. The FAA has now cleared American Airlines flights to fly again. No details yet. Then there's the weather. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us to California.
A Pacific storm expected to bring hurricane-force winds and waves up to 60 feet is already blamed for at least one death along California's central coast. The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says a wave trapped a man beneath debris at Sunset State Beach. The high surf's also believed to have pulled another man into the Pacific just a little farther south. To the north, Santa Cruz Parks and Recreation Director Tony Elliott says,
"The Santa Cruz Wharf was hit as part of the swell event with large waves, and we lost, we believe, approximately about 150 feet of the end of the wharf."
The wharf was under renovation after damage from previous storms. I'm Ben Thomas.
In parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic today, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. A convicted drug lord has been deported to Colombia after doing prison time in the U.S. The AP's Donna Warder.
67-year-old Fabio Ochoa was deported back to Colombia after serving 25 years of a 30-year prison sentence in the United States. The legendary drug lord and key operator of the Medellin cartel was greeted by family in Bogota Monday afternoon after getting off a deportation flight. I'm Donna Warder.
A Russian cargo ship sank in the Mediterranean between Spain and Algeria, leaving two crew members missing. Japan's prime minister says strengthening his country's alliance with the U.S. is key to regional security. This is AP News. Something new about cold medicines. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Changes are coming to the cold and cough aisle of your local pharmacy. U.S. officials are moving to phase out the leading decongestant found in hundreds of over-the-counter medicines, saying that it doesn't actually relieve nasal congestion. Phenylephrine is used in popular versions of Sudafed, Dayquil, and other medications. Experts like Dr. Mark Dickowitz with the FDA say it's not effective.
We now have compelling, convincing evidence that oral phenylephrine is ineffective at relieving symptoms of nasal congestion.
And Jennifer Schwatzot is also with the FDA.
I feel that this drug in this oral dose should have been removed from the market a long time ago.
If you still want to take pills or serums for relief, you'll probably need to head to the pharmacy counter where the pseudoephedrine-containing versions of Sudafed and Claritin D remain available without a prescription. I'm Haya Penjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.